We are joined by Yann Philippin, the journalist at Mediapart, who's been leading this effort at trying to find out the real truth. Yann, thanks very much for being with us. The bottom line over here, are we anywhere closer to knowing where the money in kickbacks has actually gone? Who was it meant for? Was it only meant for the person who received it, or was it meant to go from him to somewhere, to someone else?
That's the real question. What we revealed and that we documented is the payment of millions of euros of secret commissions paid to shell companies in tax havens controlled by an intermediary, Mr. Sushant Gupta. And now you know that there is a judiciary probe that has been opened in France in July. And the real question now is, what did Mr. Gupta do with this money? Did he keep it for himself? Or did he redistribute part of this as bribes? And I don't have a clear answer to this question. But now that's to the justice system to determine this, if there's been actually corruption or not.
And so, Yann, where is that investigation, the judicial probe in France, at what stage?
We don't know. We just know that it's been opened in July, but nothing has leaked from the content of this investigation.
Is there no update which is provided by, to the media from the French judicial inquiry team?
No, this is where we are at, nothing of that sort. No. You know, in France, the probes are covered by a secret, and it's extremely rare that people in charge of such probes comment or even give updates on their investigations.
Right. So it could be, there could be a statement, an official statement at some stage, right? But we just don't know when, right?
You know, I don't want to speculate. When I tell you that, okay. I don't know.
All right. So let's look at the other part, Yann, of this entire story. The alleged bribes or the role of this middleman started for more than a decade plus, right? And it spanned several governments in India. So, what exactly was his role? Because the nature of the MMRCA deal changed over a period of time. First, it was MRCA, medium-range combat aircraft. Then MMRCA, the specifications changed. The number of contestants played. Dassault, at a certain stage, was removed from the competition. Then they came back into the competition. There was supposed to be a deal with the UPA. That never worked out. The NDA then scrapped it and bought 36 straight. So it's very different, throughout this period. So what was the alleged role of Sushant Gupta in all of this?
So we can say that there are three main periods. You know, the first period is the MMRCA tender, which was between 2007 and 2012. It has been won by Dassault in 2012. And during this tender, Mr. Gupta was, let's say, the advisor or the middleman of Dassault. During this period, he received at least 7.5 million euros, from Dassault on his shell company in Mauritius. And we don't know precisely what his role has been, but you can imagine that when you're a foreign arms manufacturer and that you pay such money to a middleman, it's because you hope that he will help you win the contract, you know. Then there's been a second phase, which was when the tender has been won by Dassault in 2012, Dassault still had to negotiate the real contract, you know, the firm contract. And Mr. Gupta, at this point, also helped, you know, for negotiating for the government and also to choose the offset partners, you know, which are these Indian companies that were due to receive half of the amount of the deal, which was absolutely huge, you know, that was $4 billion euros. Yes. And during this period, Mr. Gupta wrote a note which looks like a bullet point, you know, arguments to be given to Dassault. And in this note, which was in September 2012, he writes, I quote him, that people in office are waiting for money. And that even if these people are not paid, they would, they could put them in jail. And then there's finally the last period from 2015 when Mr. Modi decided to cancel the tender. and replace it by an intergovernment agreement for 36 aircraft instead of 126. And at this moment, there's a brand new negotiation that begins because it's a new contract. Again, Mr. Gupta is here assisting Dassault, and what we revealed at Mediapart is that during this crucial negotiation, he obtained secret documents from the Indian Ministry of Defense, and especially about the activity of the Indian negotiators and the way that they were calculating the price of the aircraft, which is, as you imagine, in such a negotiation,
it's
very,
very
sensitive.
Yeah.
And finally, sorry, I've been a bit long. What happens is that the contract is signed in 2016. And right after, Mr. Gupta is again paid by Dassault in two ways. The first way is a 1 million euro contract for one of his companies to manufacture Rafale models. And the second one is a chunk, a part of these offset contracts. And unfortunately, Dassault has confirmed that one of Mr. Gupta's company has received such offsets. But unfortunately, we don't know exactly what this contract is about. And most importantly, how much is worth. But what's sure is that after this last period, Mr. Gupta has received money from Dassault again.
Right. But Jan, the bottom line is that these allegations, including paperwork, of a money trail from Dassault to Gupta through various holdings and offshore companies and the like, was known to Indian investigators even in 2018. And you state in your reports that nothing was done. So people over here apparently sat on it, right? Does it worry you that there is still no statement from the Enforcement Directorate or the CBI directly referring to your report or the points you've made?
That's what really surprises me, because during our last revelation, my last article that has been published last Sunday, I published the proof that the CBI and the Enforcement Directorate knew about the offshore commissions to Mr. Gupta as early as October 2018. So that means 3 years ago, and that they did not open an investigation. And given the political storm that this revelation has created in India, we could expect, you know, a little bit of transparency or at least a reaction from the CBI or the ED. And I'm sorry, I'm not in India, but maybe you can confirm that to me, that I think that they remain silent. And
yeah,
it's
to the
very
best
surprising.
Of my knowledge, there has been no statement on this at all.
There's been no statement, yeah. And so this silence is very surprising, given the importance of the revelation and the political impact here in India.
If the investigation by the ED or the CBI, should there be a new investigation, if that doesn't move, then all that people can rely on for justice is the French judicial probe, right?
I guess, but you know, a lot of things are happening, in India. This is a truly Franco-Indian case. And so it's very surprising, you know, that now that there is a probe, a judiciary probe in France, there is not a similar probe in India. You know, in an ideal world, French and Indian justice systems should cooperate, you know, on this to investigate both sides of the deals. But what we have now is only one of the two countries investigating.
Jan, the anti-corruption clauses in the contract between India and France for the Dassault Rafale fighter jet, would they apply to the role of Dassault or others in alleged corruption prior to this 36 aircraft deal?
Yes, but as you know, again, it was a previous revelation made by Mediapart. These clauses have been removed from the contracts. And so to be exact, it's an Indian newspaper who revealed this. What we revealed is that these clauses were put out of the contracts by the French side. It's the French negotiators that insisted very much to remove these anti-corruption clauses. And there's something very interesting about this, is that, you know, Mr. Gupta, he has been indicted in another arms deals probe, which is the Agusta Westland case, you know, for the sale of VIP helicopters to India. And you know what happened in this case, is that after the probe has been opened by CBI and the ED, the contract has been cancelled by India.
Yes.
Because there were suspicions of corruption. And Mr. Gupta is aware of it because he is indicted in this case.
And the bottom line is, I mean, Sushen Gupta is not on the run. He's here in India. He's in custody and he can be questioned.
No, but what is interesting...
So many more questions seem to exist.
What is interesting is that you can understand why the team of companies that are manufacturing the Rafale wanted so much to remove these clauses. Because if these clauses had been kept in the contracts, it means that if one day corruption is proved, the Indian government could have cancelled the contract. And because these clauses are not in the contract anymore... if one day corruption is proven, it's going to be very, very difficult for the Indian government to cancel the contract or even to ask for penalties.
It would be interesting, Jan, if at some stage the French investigators independently approached the ED or the CBI and said they want to question Sushen Gupta. There must be agreements between India and France to enable this sort of questioning to take place.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if basically what the judges will do.
All right. Thanks, Jan, very much for joining us with all of those details. Thanks very much indeed.